Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. The mighty things you do, I worship you, 'cause in spite of all my misery and all the things I cannot see, I know I can call life desires to live for.
Good morning and welcome to Josie's Inspiration. This is Josie and today is June the 29th, 2020. We're winding down in the month of June, but we're revving up for summer. Sort of, I have to say, because we're still in the midst of so much chaos and turmoil in our lives due to COVID-19, due to the riots, due to all the atrocities that are happening to us individually, community-wide, and worldwide. And this morning, as I get ready for this show, I always wanted to look for a scripture to guide me and direct me. And while I had something pulled out already, I was sitting at my desk, and in front of me is a book that I had and I read during my cancer treatments by an author, Harold S. Kushner. He's also the author of a book that I read over and over again, which that book is called When Bad Things Happen to Good People. And the book that I'm looking at now, which is so appropriate for right now, The Lord is My Shepherd, Healing Wisdom of the 23rd Psalm. And I thought about, you know, how well I grew up knowing the words to the 23rd Psalm and being able to recite it in Sunday school and having it as a part of my core. And so I wanted to read the full 23rd Psalms, and then I wanted to go to one particular verse before I start talking about A to Z essential oils for cancer care. So, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father God, these words bring comfort to me today. As I think about all the things that are going on around me, around this world, think about my journey that you brought me through with cancer. 3 times cancer, 1 time brain tumor, and I'm here to give testimony to my ability to stand strong through those tests. Stand strong, not because I was strong, but because through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are always with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And today, dear Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart bring comfort to someone who is listening or on replay. But Lord, let these words represent what you have shown me and taught me. In the name of your precious Son, Jesus, I thank you. Amen. And so in verse 4 of that psalm, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So one of the things that as I look at Harold Kushner's book, The Lord is My Shepherd, and looking at specifically, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, he writes, when he came to believe that God did not control genetics or laws of nature, that fire burns and bullets harm good people and bad people alike, that God may have cared about what kind of people we are, we have to understand in the midst of all of our frustrations that thou art with me. When bad things happen to you, the challenge is not to explain them, to justify them, or even to accept them. The challenge is to survive them and to go on living. And the key to surviving misfortune is the realization that when bad things happen, God is on our side. The illness, the accident are not God's will. When we choose to affirm life in the face of loss, to affirm goodness in the face of evil, we are on God's side. He is with us, and we are with him. And the future does not frighten us. And those words are very comforting because, you know, when I always think back to my days and journeying through cancer and, you know, being in a place of uncertainty and loss of control. And that's a big thing for us as individuals is we like to have control. We want controls over our situation. We want controls over our life. We want control over those people that are around us. We want control over our government, over our world, over everything. And we cannot be in control of everything. So in cancer, that is the greatest moment for me of realization and relinquishing my desire to be in control. So today, as I talk about A to Z essential oils for cancer care, just remember, this is my opinion. I am not a healthcare professional. I'm not an MD. I'm not a PhD. I'm not any kind of doctor. I am passionate about essential oils because I found the benefits of how they have helped me through my journey. As I talk today, I'm going to combine two alphabets as I'm winding through my A to Z. I'm going to talk about U and V together because they are closely related, and that's urinary tract infections and vaginal issues. And these might sound like women's issues, but, you know, some of these things can happen to men as well. So what is a urinary tract infection? It's an infection in any part of the urinary system, the kidneys, the ureters, the bladder, and the urethra. And a lot of infections involve lower urinary tract, the bladder, and the urethra. And, of course, women are at a greater risk of developing UTIs than men, but the infection is painful and annoying no matter what. And for cancer patients, the problem can derive from challenges in hormonal The problem can derive from changes in hormone levels caused by chemotherapy because that treatment can cause vaginal atrophy, loss of estrogen, and UTI symptoms like frequent and urgent need to urinate, having irritation when we eat spicy foods, have caffeine, carbonated beverages, acid foods. So we have to be mindful during cancer treatments of the things that can happen. Chemotherapy can cause a sudden loss of the estrogen production in the ovaries. And in my own personal experience, it led me to symptoms of early menopause, which were attributed by thinning of the vagina or vaginal atrophy and vaginal dryness, which cause very much pain. It also can damage the tissues in the body. It can damage and cause sores and increase the risk of infection, also causing fatigue and increased bleeding. Additionally, radiation therapy can cause damage to the ovaries, and that damage, whether it's permanent or short-term, depends on the strength of the radiation treatment. Damaged ovaries don't produce estrogen. It causes menopause and related symptoms. Now, I can remember clearly, and this, you know, is a woman topic, but my husband had to endure this with me because I remember 1 month having my menstrual cycle pretty normal, and the next month, nothing, and the next month, nothing, and the next month, nothing. And the next month, nothing. And so I went to my doctor because I was in chemo, I'd had radiation, and I didn't know what was happening to my body. I knew my body was going through a lot of changes, my moods, my emotions, my skin, everything that I've talked about on these calls, I was experiencing. But to have suddenly that part of me, which defines me as a woman, my menstrual cycle stop abruptly. I sought out my doctor's advice, and they had more questions than I did. They were like, are you in menopause? And I'm like, I don't know. What is menopause? How do I know if I'm in menopause? And they like, well, we can give you something to make it start again. And I'm like, I'm not disappointed it's gone. I just want to know, why did it stop? Is it the chemo? Is it the radiation? But they had no answers. And so after me doing some natural things to do some cleanses, I have a flush in my body that released a lot of the toxins. And from that day forward, I never had another menstrual cycle. Never had any menopausal symptoms that I hear women talk about, like hot flashes. Mood swings, yes, but, you know, mood swings, I think, is normal for everyone because your hormonal imbalances can cause you to have mood swings. But given the fact that chemotherapy can affect the estrogen production in the ovary and can cause hormonal changes in the body, I'm sure that was an added effect for me to go through what was considered then early menopause. So having chemo, having radiation affects women and men, issues of urinary tract infection and issues of vaginal concern. We know that those issues as cancer patients can vary. And we know, well, I know that there was something called neutropenia, which has an effect on the body because it is when the white blood cells become abnormally low. And it's those white blood cells are the body's main defense system against infection. And neutropenia is a side effect of chemotherapy and increases our risk for infections. And sometimes just knowing the cycles of what our body is going through as cancer patients can be helpful. So, for example, when I had a treatment, I could know that 7 to 12 days after each chemotherapy dose that I was going to have a drop in my white blood cells. Now, also, I was on steroids, which made me feel like the Incredible Hulk. I could feel my muscles bulking up and hurting. After those 7 to 12 days, the body is also vulnerable to getting infection. But then we're right back into that period where we are getting more chemotherapy sometimes. Your blood count decreases 7 to 12 days after chemo. You're then at high risk of infection for 5 to 7 days. And then there's a short period of time that is considered the recovery period. So what's one to do during this time? Well, some of these essential oils I did not know about specifically then, but they're very important to me now in making sure that I keep my body healthy and that I do things to make sure that I am not going through the cancer challenges again, but also making sure that I can help others who may be experiencing some of the challenges that they are going to go through as a result of chemotherapy and radiation. So oils that are really good for urinary tract infections. This first oil is such a powerful oil because for women, it is a great hormonal balancer, and that's bergamot. And bergamot is an amazing oil. It is considered one of the greatest oils for emotional support. In fact, Earl Grey tea is a bergamot tea. It is very beneficial for emotional support, for issues of anxiety, depression, PMS, female and male mental-related disorders or related needs. But one of the things that I like about bergamot is its ability to help with those types of urinary issues. in all cases, as I'm talking to you about the essential oils, I'm giving you my my information based on my personal experiences with using the oils, but it's not to take away from your doctor or to have you do anything against your doctor or to make this a substitute for what your doctors say. So with bergamot, it can be very beneficial in helping you. We always encourage you to put oils on the bottom of your feet. Those are the reflexology areas of your body, so that the bottoms of your feet have the largest pores into your body. And so by putting the oils on the bottom of your feet, it's going to get into the body sufficiently. Because I said bergamot is an Earl Grey tea, Earl Grey tea is a great source to drink to help with that support of the urinary tract, because it's going to help release some of the toxins out of the body. Bergamot relieves inflammation. It can assist in fighting germs and infection. It can inhibit and destroy viruses. It can relieve intestinal gas pain. And it can increase urine production and rid the body of excess fluid. Those are some of the properties that bergamot has. And it helps with the body systems, the nervous system, the respiratory, the endocrine system, the lymphatic, and the circulatory system. The second oil is fennel. And you might think, oh, well, that's a spice. That's an herb that I use in cooking. And absolutely, it is. But fennel is very beneficial for settling the stomach, for cleansing the pancreas, balancing blood sugar levels, and it's used also to help balance hormones in older adults. It's used as a way to help with parasites, and I love fennel in my seasoning. So one of the ways that you can get it is in your seasoning. You can buy fresh fennel, add it to your recipes. It, too, is a diuretic and can increase urine production and rid the body of excess fluids. It also helps promote releasing flatulence or gas, and it helps to boost the circulatory system. It aids in waste management for the lymphatic system and is a decongestant for the lymph system. And for me, having had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, I'm always looking for ways to keep my lymph system active. The lymph system is a powerful tool, and it's there to help get the toxins out of the body. But unlike blood, it does not flow on its own. So I like to get lymphatic massages to stimulate my lymph nodes. I also like to do dry brushing with my essential oils, which is taking a natural bristle brush with essential oils in my hand and putting it, rubbing the back brush into my hand, and then doing a dry brush to get the lymph system moving. And I start at the feet and I stroke up. I stroke up my legs, around my abdomen, from the palms of my hand into my underarms, because the lymph system runs throughout the whole body. And so it's important for me particularly to help move that lymph fluid through and out of my body. The third oil is tea tree. Now, I talk about tea tree all the time because, you know, it's a go-to oil for me. It's one that I use almost. So tea tree is, as I've talked about before, considered the medicine chest in a bottle. And it's a very powerful immune stimulant, and it can be effective in defending against infections such as bacterial, viral, and fungal. And I like tea tree because it's very gentle. So I can mix some tea tree, as I can with these other oils, in a carrier oil like my kukui or my apricot or one of my other carrier oils. And a carrier oil is what you add essential oils to help dilute it so that you can apply it topically to the body. And so I like to add it to those things. I also like to add it to bath salts as a soak to soak my body and allow my body to get the full benefits of the oils. And the last oil I'm going to talk about is a blend. And always, again, the oils that I talk about are specifically from the company Youngevity International. my website, Josie, josiehopkins.youngevity.com. I like to make blends specifically for people around their health concerns. But this fourth oil, Y23, is an immune oil. Y23 immune helps our immune system. It helps the body begin to get out those invaders in the respiratory system. It can filter the air. In the lymphatic system, it can kill unwanted intruders. And the oils in this blend are known to help relax, soothe tired, sore muscles. And in this blend, it has sweet birch, which is great for bones. It has cajeput, which is used to help with concentration, cedar leaf, copaiba, corn mint, eucalyptus globulus, ginger, white grapefruit, French lavender vera, lime, meadow foam, nutmeg, oregano, orange, peppermint, rosemary, scotch pine, spearmint, tangerine, and pine needle. Now, that's a lot of oils, but it's all in a blend. And that one blend works on the body systems, the immune, the respiratory, the muscular, the skin, and the circulatory. So this information, I pray, is beneficial. And I also pray that as you go through any challenges, as you navigate your way through the challenging times that we're in right now in our world, just remember always that you don't go alone, that you should fear no evil because God is always with us, that we should know that his hand guides us when things become challenging. Take time, be still, pray, and then listen. Be blessed. We will be down for our fourth celebration, commemoration, and a time of prayer. Pray for our country this 4th of July. We just had Juneteenth, which we know is something that we, particularly as African Americans, celebrate because we did not become free on the 4th of July. It took some time for the word to get to all of those enslaved people. But nonetheless, this 4th of July, celebrate your independence. Have a mind for God, a mind for freedom, and do well and just in the world. Be blessed and thank you.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Believe it, but it ain't easy. 'Cause that world I painted, Good morning, evening, afternoon, whenever it is that you are joining me. Thank you for joining me on Rev. Lydia Speaks, on the Josie's Inspiration Network and the Finding My Way Network. Let me ask you something. Did you ever just sit and ponder? I mean, just sit and let your mind wander. And when it wanders, it goes from the sublime to the ridiculous, from everything like, how do I make more money, to the big and all-important, what is the meaning of life, and what part do I play in it? In short, why am I here? The more you think about it, the more confused you can become. And if you choose to ask others, you get a myriad of comments on ways to find your purpose. Some say that you find out what it is that makes you so happy that you would do it free of charge, then you've found your purpose. Others say it's the thing that you can do well, but what if you feel that way about more than one thing? I know several things in my own life that fit this criteria, but let's suppose that all of these things are just small things, stepping stones, if you will, on the way to the real purpose for which you were created. Zechariah 4:10 says, despise not these small things. Each of us was created for a specific purpose. The creator of the universe has a plan for your life. The very God that created everything with great detail put the same amount of time and detail into planning your very existence. And it tells you so in Psalms 139, verses 13 through 16. For you created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. All the days ordained for me are written in your book before one of them came to be. Now that's pre-planning, if you ask me. Well, if that's the case, then why didn't God just drop us where we needed to be to fulfill this purpose? He created us with a beginning, a wonderfully intricate middle, and an ending. Now, I'd say that makes us a best-selling novel. But along with all of that planning, he gave us free will. So it seems that the purpose of our days, with all of the pondering and searching that we live out in the middle part, all of that should lead us to our individual calling, right? So, in essence, God did place us in the perfect spot and put us on the path to living our calling. When we're on our quest to find ourselves and our purpose, it tends to make us feel that if we're busy enough or try enough things, you know, that shotgun approach, that something would jump out at us like the thing. I hate to burst your bubble, but all that does is make you a human doing instead of what we were created to be, human beings. Now, here's the truth. We don't have to run in circles to try to be good enough to find God's plan for our lives or work extra hard. I found that if I get rid of some of the busyness in my life and spend time focused on God and just simply ask him and then take the time to listen, he speaks plainly. And that could present a problem for those of us who may not want to hear this plan because it doesn't quite fit into what we think we should be doing or what we think we should be. But let me tell you that God has given each of us more than one talent and the opportunities to use them all throughout the course of our lives. But it's only when we trim back on the excess busy work that the real direction can shine through. I'll give you an example. I can remember a stage in my own life when I didn't exactly know why I was waking up at the same time every night. and I couldn't go back to sleep. I tried to lay still so I wouldn't wake up my husband and the rest of the house, but finally I'd have to get up. And sometimes I'd make a cup of tea or something and hope that it would make me sleepy, or I'd even read something. Well, as you can imagine, that got old real fast, and I really became frustrated, really frustrated. Finally, out of that frustration, I asked God what I was doing wrong. What was wrong with me? What did he want with me? What's going on? Now, can you imagine my surprise when he actually did answer? Now, I don't mean I physically heard a voice or anything like that, but there was a feeling, I have to explain it this way, a feeling that led me to stop and think on what was causing me to have this disturbance. There is always an underlying cause. Remember, cause and effect. This had been a very, very busy time in my life. My father had been diagnosed with cancer, and he was in hospice at home, and it was a very busy time for me. I was running a business. I had a sick, aging, dying father, a family of my own who I now know I was shortchanging by spreading myself too thin, and everything else because I was also in school to become a minister. And the question entered my mind, is any of this worth it? Is this what I am supposed to be doing? I even questioned, should I even be trying to go to school? I was in the place of cutting myself short to make sure everybody else had what they needed. Because I was taught whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. That may be true in some respect, but what it will do is fuel the fear that you're not doing enough. And this creates a cycle. Fear fuels busyness. And the busier you are, the more you find you need to do. And so on, until your peace is gone. And you don't even know it, but you start to feel like a failure. But something happened during those night conversations with God. He taught me how to take care of myself first. And when I did, things started falling into place. Now, taking care of myself at first seemed like just something that I didn't have time to do. But it made me pray more and lean on the promises of God more. And that built up my faith. Faith fuels the peace needed to stay still long enough to find your purpose, to listen to God. The world tells you to keep your nose to the grindstone. And people are quick to tell you what you lack and what you're not doing and what you're supposed to do. But Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and prove God's perfect will for you. Renewing the mind. Let me tell you, that takes time and trust. Trust that there's something better at the end than what you're used to. But I can also tell you that the most exciting time of my day turned out to be that time, that between 3 and 3:30 in the morning time when I spent time with God. Now, it's been over 25 years now, and I still wake up at the same time. But when I wake up now, I don't ask God what he wants with me and why I'm waking up. I get up like I'm about to meet with my best friend. Now, the only time I don't wake up at the same time is if I've taken some kind of medication that caused me to sleep through the night. So I say to you, practice being selective with your time and your talents. In short, learn to say no sometimes. Start asking God if this is the direction that he would have you to go. And this is how you find your purpose and your passion. Is it difficult? Yes, it is, especially if you tend to fly out in all directions at the same time and you're used to what we now call multitasking. It means you have to take captive of every thought that enters and there will be plenty, especially when you first try to slow them down. I've learned to just watch things like I'm watching a video and just let it go by. But God did say, ask and you will receive. And the most important thing to ask for is wisdom, followed closely by understanding. And know this, God does work in mysterious ways, but He's not playing a game of hide and seek with your purpose. We all just need to slow down a little. No, I'll take that back. We all need to slow down a lot and lay aside some distractions that tend to take away from your spending time with God. Instead of, if you wake up in the middle of the night, getting on Facebook or any social media, I'm telling you from experience, God will show you where to go if you sit quietly and talk with Him. He'll show you where to go, who to talk to when you get there, and He'll even give you the words to say when you get to the person that you need to talk to. But you have to trust yourself enough to put all of your trust in Him. I found out that there are talents that I've discovered within myself that I'm quite interested in pursuing just to see what happens. But only if God says yes, because otherwise it would be a waste of my time and yet another distraction, taking away from my time with Him. I'm at the age now that I don't want to waste any of the time I have left. If the challenges of this past year have shown me anything, it's that time is precious and life is fragile. I've lost so many friends during this time of the pandemic, relatives, friends of friends. I don't understand, but I am going to do what I can where I am with what I have for as long as I can. Because after all, Psalm 92 says it plainly in verse 14. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Now, not a knock toward my age, but I've got more behind me than I do in front of me if we just go statistically speaking. So I don't want to waste any of this time. And that verse is talking about those who are planted in the house of the Lord, those who stay still, those who are righteous, those who stay still long enough to listen and to obey and to be any of those things. You have to have the qualities to be still. Matthew 6:25-34 talks about the lilies of the field. And I know that's a cliche. People use that all the time when they don't want to do anything. But it's true, lilies sit in all of their beauty, and they're planted wherever God has chosen to blow their seeds. And they just accept the nourishment that comes to them, the sunlight, the rain, the vitamins from the soil, and they grow and add beauty to their surroundings. They're not at all concerned with the fact that they may be in a strange place to be a lily, or they haven't done enough at day's end. They're just content to be. I would love to be as content in my trust in the divine. I'm getting better every day, but being human, when things come up, I still have concerns. I've noticed now that my first thing to do is to say, Lord, what do you want out of this? It's going to be very exciting for me to see how you bring out of this. Now, realize that this doesn't mean becoming a lily, doesn't mean becoming a lump of clay where you just simply sit and do nothing, because it simply means do what you can within your power, all that you can within your power, and let the power of God point you in the direction you need to go in order to do the next thing. I ask Him all the time. Like I said, this is going to be real interesting, God. How are you going to get me out of this one? The only reason you've gotten into something where you have to say that is that you didn't sit still long enough and wait long enough and listen intently enough. Notice I didn't say hard, because the more you try, the more you set up a block and the more that you won't hear that still small voice, because it's a whisper. Our God is a gentleman, and he doesn't infringe on your rights. As I said earlier, he gave you free will. But I need him to tell me what to do, how to come about doing the next thing. God knows the plans he has for you to bring you, as Jeremiah 29:11 says, to an expected end. Expect it. You do your work, and you do it the best of your ability. You sit and you talk with God and get instruction on how to do it to the best of your ability. And you listen. And if you follow everything that God says, and believe me, if you're doing this long enough, you'll know his voice. You'll know that it's your ego telling you to do something. But you'll also know when God is saying wait. Now, wait doesn't mean no. Wait just means wait. I have something else better for you in between what you're thinking and what you want to do that'll bring you to an expected good end. So I'm going to ask you, try that. It worked for me. And it was at the time in my life when I didn't think anything was ever going to be right again. But I'll tell you, when you think that way, you draw more confusion toward you, and you draw more things that you don't want, because it's with the intensity of your thoughts that your manifestations take place. So don't you think it's time for you to step back a little? Just step back, just a little bit, to, as I like to say, relax, release, and relate to what God has for you. And remember, God knows. He put you here for a purpose. He wants you to fulfill your purpose. The host of heaven rejoice when you are on your perfect track. And to stay on that track, you have to stay connected to your source. Listen, learn, fulfill. This is Reverend Lydia, and it's been my pleasure to talk to you, to speak to you, to be with you, and to let you know I am you. We all are truly, truly one. This time is our time. So take your time and listen to the words of our God in the words of your heart. Be mindful of everything that you think, say, and do, because they will manifest. So if every thought is a prayer and every thought makes a manifestation, you might as well enjoy the blessing and manifest well. I'll talk to you next time. Be blessed.
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.